in your left.
Your other left.
Your other left?
What's the difference? Frank's kids eat with their hands anyway.
Hey, I heard that hairball.
Could we just can the wisecracks for 5 minutes? Is that too much to ask?
Get real, Frank. 5 minutes? The record is 1:45, and that was at Aunt Becky's funeral.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Something smells good.
Lambert stew.
You're cooking. What's the occasion?
I think he hit a possum on his way home from work.
All right, come on, honey, sit down. Everybody, dinner's almost ready. Let's go wash out. Come on. Let's go.
Are you really having possum? Dream on. That's only for Christmas.
Guess what? The co-man and I just installed a brand new oven in his van.
Yeah, there's only 3 pieces left over, too.
Why would you want an oven in your van?
Well, you know, I mean, I've been eating all my meals here for the last 6 months, and well, I didn't want to overstay my welcome.
Oh, we're way past that.
Thanks. Yeah, you guys make me feel like one of the family.
Cody, you're Frank's nephew. You are one of the family.
Oh, Carol, stop.
So, Cody, what are you going to make for your first home-cooked meal? Lasagna? Beef stew? Lamb chops?
No, I never thought of putting those things together, man. Was that like one of those kebab-type deals? I better go fire up my oven.
Frank, have you ever been to the Port Washington Country Club?
Well, of course not. They're a bunch of stuck-up rich snobs who think they're better than everybody else. Why?
Because we're all going there this weekend.
Oh! Why?
Well, Florence Danforth is one of my customers, and she's on the membership committee, and she invited us. She thinks that we might be country club material.
Me? At a country club?
Yes, it's finally happened.
Oh, I have to pick out something to wear.
Karen, it's not going to happen for 3 days.
I know. I'm cutting it awful close.
Oh, I hope she marries well.
Carol, what am I going to do at a country club, huh?
Well, how about golf? You play golf.
No, I don't. I go to the driving range and hit a bucket of balls. Honey, these are not my kind of people.
I never thought I'd say this, but Frank is right. I can't handle all those empty, materialistic people who only think about the way they look.
Why not? You live with Karen.
Well, Dana and I aren't going.
Fine, don't go. But you know what you two are? Prejudice. You don't even know all these people, and you've already decided you don't like them.
That's prejudice?
Of course. How would you feel if someone decided they didn't like you before they even met you? Come on, Frank. I really want to do this. I went camping with you.
Well, yeah, but that was fun. All right. Okay, we'll go.
Thanks, honey.
Oh, you want to register those lips.
What was that?
Hey, guess what? Now my van has an oven and a sunroof.
Oh, I've seen enough, Carol. Let's get out of here.
Come on, Frank. Let's mingle.
Honey, I've been waiting for the right time to tell you this. I don't mingle. It's a union thing. I'm not allowed.
We're mingling.
Oh, jeez.
So then I said to my maid, of course you can have a day off. How about Christmas?
Do you hear that, Frank? How about Christmas?
Hello, I'm Carol, and this is my husband, Frank.
Hello.
We're guests of Mrs. Danforth.
Oh, so you're not members?
No.
Excuse us.
That does it. I'm out of here.
Come on, Frank. Give it a chance. You're worse than the kids.
Oh, yeah. I'll bet they're having a wonderful time.
All right,
and the B and what an R. Round and round she goes. Come on, who wants to take a chance?
I will.
Go, go, little boy. You're too young. I don't want to take your money.
Please, Pree, please.
All right, don't cry if you lose. Where's the P?
Yes.
Oh, cool. All right, here you go, little fella.
Let me go again, please.
Hey, hey,
come
hey,
on,
out of my way. It's my turn.
Only this time, let's play for $5.
$5? That's a lot of money.
Maybe I'll get lucky. Pick a cup, homeboy.
Come on, Karen, I'll buy you lunch.
Hey, I asked her first.
Look, you had last time in the lobby.
Oh, yeah, I asked her in the parking lot.
Please, don't fight over me. Let's make it fair. I'll have lunch with a guy who can come up with the best compliment.
Karen, you are the most beautiful girl in the world. And I would rather die than live without you.
You're going to have to do better than that.
Your eyes are the colors of rainbows.
My broker said to hold it. But you seem to know a lot more than he does. I'm going to take your advice and sell.
You won't be sorry, Dr. Collingsworth.
Forget it.
Come on and shake it up, baby, now. Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. Twist and shout. Got me going now. Come on, baby. That's so fine. That's so fine.
I'm Greg Patterson, and you're...
Bored to death.
I haven't seen you here before.
That's because I'm not a member. My mom's a guest, and she dragged me with her.
Something tells me you don't want to be here.
Ooh, perceptive.
You know what I hate? A bunch of boring, stuffy people sitting around talking about how much money they have.
I'm Dana.
Here, I brought you something to eat.
Well, forget it, honey. We're leaving. I'm the only guy here without a stupid animal on his shirt.
We are staying here the rest of the day.
Oh, table wobbles. Well, I can fix that. Give me something to do while I'm here. I think those are 11/16, if I'm not mistaken.
Would you get out from under the table? You're embarrassing me.
Come on, you see me, and I'll be done in a minute.
Mom, I want you to meet somebody.
How do you do, Mrs. Lambert? I'm Greg Patterson.
Hello.
Hey, Greg. I'm Frank.
Oh, right. You must be the new janitor. Yeah, they caught the old guy stealing toilet paper.
This is not the janitor. This is my husband and Dana's stepfather.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw you on the floor with the tools.
Hey, no problem. Listen, if any other table wobbles, I can fix it as long as I'm here.
Hi, son. I just got some terrible news. Archie Connell was skydiving. His chute didn't open. He broke every bone in his body.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
You're not kidding. He's the best golfer on my team, and we got a tournament tomorrow.
Can't you find someone else?
Where am I going to find a guy who can drive a golf ball 300 yards?
Well, Frank could do that, couldn't you, honey?
Well, sure, if I don't hit it with all my might.
I don't believe we've met.
Well, I'm Frank Lambert. There's my wife, Carol, and my stepdaughter, Dana.
How do you do? John Patterson. I'm the president of the club.
John Patterson, Patterson Properties?
That's me.
Well, I'm pleased to finally meet you. I'm a contractor. I've been on a lot of your jobs. Never got a one.
Well, look, we're about to play a practice round. Why don't you join us?
I'm no good on the green. I only like to drive the ball.
Oh, come on. It's the best ball tournament. We only play the best shot. All you've got to do is get us down the fairway.
Come on, Frank. It could be fun. Besides, you might get one of those shirts you like so much.
That would give us a chance to talk a little business. You know, figure out a way for you and I to work together.
Well, what the heck? We're going to be here all weekend. Why not?
Well, great. Let's find you some clubs. Oh, but first, I've got to call a plumber. We've got a toilet stuffed up in the men's room.
Oh, no need to call a plumber. I can fix it. I got my truck here with a plunger and a snake and everything. Yeah, I just need somebody to hold the other end of the snake. Dana, you busy?
What?
It'll just take 5 minutes, but take your rings off. It gets kind of messy.
Mother, I just met Greg. I'm not going to leave him to go snake a toilet.
Frank, I think you'll have to fly solo on this one.
Well, the bathroom's over there, and I'll be in the clubhouse, Frank.
I'll be in the John. Patterson is telling me about this office complex he's financing. Guess who's going to build it for him? Lambert Construction.
Oh, wow, that's just incredible.
They are the greatest bunch of guys.
Yeah, I just wish I could relate to somebody there. All they ever talk about is money. Glad our family's not like that.
Hey, how much do we make? $60.
All right.
There they are. Carol Lambert and her husband, the Tidy Bowl Man.
What is that supposed to mean?
Frank, that was a country club, not a union hall. You are not supposed to repair the furniture. You are not supposed to hustle Greg's father for work. And you are not supposed to fix the toilet.
Hey, Dana, Frank was just trying to fit in. Now imagine how uncomfortable he must have felt.
How uncomfortable he must have felt? How do you think I felt? There we are in the patio. People are carrying golf clubs and tennis rackets. He's carrying a plunger.
Look, Dana.
It's bad enough living with him. Now he's got to humiliate me in public?
Well, she really speaks her mind. Tell her to stop it.
Oh, Easter cars. Hey, what's the occasion?
Easter's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I guess it works out okay, then, doesn't it?
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Dana.
I just got off the phone with Greg. We talked for over an hour. I really like him.
Dana.
I know. Me, Miss Social Consciousness, falling for a guy who belongs to a country club. The symbol of everything I find shallow, materialistic, and totally repulsive. We are going to join, aren't we?
Look, Dana, I'm real glad you're happy, but I want to say something. You were way out of line with Frank this afternoon. I don't care what he did at the country club. He is your stepfather, and nothing gives you the right to talk to him like that.
But, Mom, he embarrassed me.
I don't care, Dana. Frank was just being himself. Now, I realize he does not fit your image of the perfect man, but he is kind, he is decent, and he is honest. And he deserves to be treated with respect.
So, what do you want me to do?
You're a big girl. You figure it out.
Dean, I'll be right back. I want to get us something to drink.
Okay.
Let's hear it for the winning team. Hey! Frank, that tee shot you hit on 16 was magnificent.
Oh, no, it wasn't magnificent. It was breathtaking.
Yes! Well, why don't we get freshened up and have a little lunch?
Yeah, and then we can talk about that office complex you want me to build.
You got it. You hit the showers, and I'll put that trophy in its rightful place. My office.
Okay, we'll see you. Bye, Skipper.
Oh, what a hayseed.
Oh, you're not really going to let him build that office complex, are you?
Him? Well, maybe if I was building a barn.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Old Goober can sure hit a golf ball a ton.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing my son was making time with his daughter, or I'd have never met the slob. But now that we've won the trophy, I don't have to string him along anymore.
Yeah.
I can just cut him loose like a bad broker.
That's a good one.
Nice trophy, Mr. Patterson.
Yep, well, we couldn't have won it without Frankie boy.
Oh, you mean that hayseed goober?
Oh, that's just golf talk, you know, like birdie, bogey.
goober.
Right. Listen, I heard everything. You had no intention of letting Frank work for you. You were just using him.
No, that's not the way it was. We weren't using him. I've just decided to put off working with him for a while.
You know, Mr. Patterson, let me tell you something about Frank Lambert. He may not be country club material, but he is a decent, kind, honest man, which is more than you'll ever be. So why don't you just take that trophy and shove it in your office?
Hey, here's your lemonade, Dean.
Keep it.
Honey, I know Europe would be great, but Hawaii is so much better for the family. There's more for the kids to do.
Oh, Frank, do you really think we could afford this?
You're kidding me. When I'm done building this office complex, we're going to be rolling in dough.
Hi. You're back early.
Yeah. Listen, Frank. I have to tell you something, and it's not good news.
It's my truck, isn't it?
No.
Oh, well then shoot.
I overheard Patterson and his friends talking about you. He's not going to hire you to build that office complex.
Oh, come on, of course he is. Patterson gave me his word.
Frank, he just told you that so you'd help him win the golf tournament. He called you a hayseed.
A hayseed? Well, I guess we won't be going to Hawaii this year, huh? Boy, I feel pretty stupid being taken in by those guys.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I told Patterson what he could do with his trophy.
Wait a minute, you stood up for me?
Well, yeah, I mean, I figured if anyone was going to call you a hayseed, it should be me.
Well, thank you, Dana.
Look, Frank, I'm really sorry about the way I talked to you. And I'm sorry about what happened at the club.
And I'm sorry I fixed the toilet.
Could you just hold that a second? I want to get my camera and document this moment.
I'll get it.
Hi.
Hi. Mom, I'll handle this. Listen, you and your dad had a big laugh at our expense. Why don't you just get lost? I don't want anything to do with you.
I understand, Dana. Before I go, I just wanted to drop something off that belongs to Mr. Lambert. My father doesn't deserve this. You're the reason he won it. That makes it your trophy.
Well, thank you, Greg. I guess you don't share your father's opinion of me, huh?
Well, I don't share my father's opinion of a lot of things. Dana, you ran out without giving me a chance to explain that.
Frank, why don't I show you that new thing in the kitchen that I bought? Frank, that thing in the kitchen that I bought now?
Oh! I'm just gonna go look at her thing in the kitchen.
Dana, I just wanted to tell you how sorry I am about the way my father acted.
Greg, shut up.